Have you ever written your own worship music, even if it was just for you to sing to God? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Right now, on my desk as I'm recording this, I have a copy of a worship song that I wrote in high school, but I never did anything with it. It's never been sung in church or been recorded or streamed. So does that mean that this song is a failure or that it hasn't lived up to its potential? Well, our Devo today, titled Sing His Praise by G. Cam Congleton, talks about the role of music between us and God. While I was in high school, I wrote the first version of today's poem as a song for my personal worship time. Although I can't read or write music, I can strum a few chords on the guitar and still enjoy singing this song in my devotional time with God. Music is God's gift to everyone, no matter how musically inclined we are or not inclined. Through music, God helps us interact with Him in a unique way. We can speak to Him in song, and God often speaks to our hearts as we sing to Him. And since Scripture repeatedly tells us to sing to God, I believe He delights in our songs more than we can imagine. Here's today's poem. Sing a song of praise unto the King of Kings. Sing a song of praise, He has done wondrous things. Sing a song of praise unto the Lord of peace. Sing a song of praise, let not your voices cease. Sing His praise, alleluia. Shout His praise, alleluia. Sing a song of praise. Sing a song of praise unto the Lamb of old. Sing a song of praise, the Word of truth behold. Sing a song of praise unto the Lord Most High. Sing a song of praise, His name is Adonai. Sing His praise, alleluia. Shout His praise, alleluia. Sing a song of praise. All right, let's think about this for a second. Jesus is the King and the Lord of all creation, and yet He chose to humble Himself, taking the position of a servant and dying on a cross, then rising from the dead to make the way for us, His creation, to be with Him. What are some ways we can praise Him for that amazing act of love? Consider writing your own song of praise. Pick a scripture passage, maybe Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 5 and 6, or one of today's Bible passages. Then use some of your favorite phrases to create your own song to the Lord. No matter your musical bent, you can be sure of one thing. God is listening, and He delights in your song. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 7:17, I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Psalm 28, verse 7, Psalm 33, verses 1 through 3, and Colossians 3:16, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one way you can support Unlocked is by picking up some merch. You can get something in the mail at the same time you're helping other teenagers develop a closer relationship with God. So just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app, or go to shop.keysforkids.org and tap merchandise. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. What a raid from 3,000 years ago can teach us about the roles we have today. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.